We're going to move on to our Bible reading, and we're going to look at Matthew chapter 21. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus said to two disciples, saying, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and they did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord. So we're here today on Palm Sunday, and we are starting to think about Holy Week, which is perhaps the most important week in the life of the church, where we think about the activities that Jesus did in the run-up to his ultimate sacrifice for us, when he gave his life as a forgiveness for all the things that we've done wrong, for all the things that we're ever going to do wrong. And I think it's extra special today that we're able to start and share the start of the journey for Rudy, Koa, Alfie and Maisie, as we remember Jesus starting effectively the last big journey of his physical life here on earth. Now, I wonder, who would you turn to, or who would you think of if I said, "What do you think is a saviour?" Or, "What do you think is someone who's going to rescue you?" Who would you think? RNLI. Yep. Fireman. Superman. Or Superwoman, you know, we're all inclusive. There we go. I'm sure many of you would have thought superheroes. Those of you joining online might want to drop into the chat some suggestions. Who else might rescue you? Say that again. NHS. No, we've not had Warrior. We've had emergency services, so it could be Superman, it could be a Warrior, it could be emergency services. Anyone else? Well, do you know what? I'm not coming around your house if I need to be rescued, because you're not going to have any idea at all. Hand at the back. The Royal Air Force. Okay, yeah, hopefully. Jesus. Well, I'm a bit disappointed how long it took for the church to mention Jesus. Sadly, I don't think I've got... I'm getting told off. We need to put some Velcro on my shoes. Jesus, yes, Jesus could save us. We haven't mentioned family. We turn to family when we need help. I was going to ask if you can think of any heroes. Hopefully someone might have said Nero, but that's the wrong sort of hero. Jesus, of course, Jesus saves us. Who else might we turn to for help? Friends? Politicians? No, let's get rid of them. But actually, people will think of some politicians as being heroes, some politicians who can save us. Jesus entered Jerusalem as the hero, as the saviour of the people of Israel. Jesus entered Jerusalem as the long-foretold hero. He'd been mentioned all through the Old Testament, the bit of the Bible that perhaps we don't always instantly turn to, that this Saviour was going to come and rescue God's people. Israel was expecting a king, a mighty warrior. They were expecting a hero. Think of Hercules from the Disney film. But actually, what they got? Well, they got a man on a donkey. Who was expecting a man on a donkey? No, not that one, Roger. There we go. We're expecting a man on a donkey. A humble king, a humble servant. Someone who was prepared to put himself ahead of other people. Just think how much better the world and the country would be if we all followed that example and we put other people ahead of ourselves. We cared for the needs of others. Jesus didn't come in to fight a heroic battle to beat out enemies, to beat out armies. He came to love. He came to love those he met with. He had time for people who wanted to speak to him. Even when he was going to save other people, to heal other people, he still stopped to those who cried out and needed him. We as followers of Jesus, as people believe that Jesus is our Saviour, we should make time to be with those who need help, to be with those who are struggling to heat, struggling to eat, struggling financially, even going through perhaps some of the biggest challenges they're ever going to face in their life. Jesus' ultimate sign of love, we will celebrate towards the end of this week on Good Friday, where he willingly sacrificed himself for us. 2,000 years before our parents were even considered being born, he gave his life that each of us can be forgiven. So it's really great that on Palm Sunday we can join in that celebration, welcoming the King entering Jerusalem, welcoming the Saviour, starting his journey, which ultimately leads to our salvation. Amen.